On the show today, we have PSEU's President and CEO Chuck Fagan giving us an update on how credit unions are stepping up in the aftermath of Hurricane Irma. So check it out.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.
Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Chuck Fagan from PSCU telling us about the aftermath of Hurricane Irma. First of all, Chuck, I want to say, are you guys safe? How are you doing? How is everything going on in your neck of the woods?
Well, thank you, number one, for having us on and checking in on us.
You're welcome.
It's been an amazing week. The community of credit unions and the reach outs that we've gotten have just been amazing. We obviously put a huge focus on, you know, business continuity as a regular business practice because of being headquartered in St. Petersburg, Florida. So our data center is out in Phoenix, our call centers, you know, Detroit and Phoenix as well. So the member contact points were safe, and you know, members were still able to engage with our employees, and all the data side, you know, was safe just because we had it set up in Phoenix already. But, you know, we have 900 employees down in St. Petersburg. Mm-hmm. So a huge, obviously, focus towards our employees.
Right.
Dave Thurlow, if you remember, Dave's quote always was, our greatest asset is our employees. And that quote is in each of our buildings and throughout. We really did a remarkable job of coming together as a company. The folks out in our Phoenix and Michigan office, our new Omaha office, as well as our remote employees really stepped up for our employees. So fortunately for St. Petersburg and Tampa, the storm shifted a little bit east. So we got, you know, kind of the low side of what they were forecasting, but still, you know, 80 plus mile an hour winds and, you know, 7 or so inches of rain. So not an insignificant event. It certainly could have been much worse. And I know other parts of Florida, credit unions and communities were hit just as bad, if not worse, and we're doing everything we can to support them. But we're back in terms of we lost power at our office, had a few trees down, but we've gotten that all straight and cleaned up. And our employees, still a number of them don't have power at their homes, so we're doing everything that we can to support them and get them back into the full swing of things. But thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
It's been quite a process.
I bet. And before the recording, we were talking about, I mean, the evacuation, all those plans, because it sounds like a lot of you guys dispersed smartly, wisely. You don't want to mess around with, you know, a Category 4 or 5 hurricane, as you well know, because you live in Florida. You know the drill down there. But it sounds like a lot of people kind of got out of Dodge, but were still able to do their jobs, thankfully, for technology and things like that. So it sounds like things were, even though it was catastrophic in that area, it sounds like that business kept moving forward at some sort of pace.
Yeah, you know, seeing the tragedy in Houston, we encouraged our employees, just respect it. You gotta, as the governor of Florida kept repeating, you know, plan for the worst and hope for the best. And evacuation was something that, you know, many of our employees did. And, you know, we've equipped most of our staff with laptops, the ability to work remotely. And in a case like this, you know, first priority has to be their families and their personal situation. And, you know, we let other aspects of the business operate through our business continuity plans. And, you know, there's always lessons learned, and we'll have post meetings to kind of dissect where, you know, we thought we did well and things that we could do differently to improve in the future. But, you know, overall, thankfully, our employees are safe, and our plans really came together and worked effectively.
What have you heard from your credit union clients or any credit unions in that neck of the woods? Because I just read on CU Times today that two-thirds of the Florida credit unions are back in operation, or they're open at some capacity. So it sounds like things are slowly getting back to somewhat normality. So what have you heard?
Yeah, we had 130 or so credit unions in the cone that the Weather Channel and the other weather outlets were putting out, and we reached out to all of them in advance of the storm. You know, we're still supporting some credit unions from the devastation in Houston and Louisiana. So we reached out to the 130 and said we you know, stand ready with our offices outside of Florida to do whatever we can to support the memberships. And, you know, we keep hearing from credit unions that they may have branches that are still either without power or had, you know, water damage or wind damage, but by and large, the operations are returning. And, you know, I think as you look at the state, as you look at PSCU, most have done kind of a staged reopening. So in other words, you've got, I don't want to say critical, but you've got departments that really need there to be there to keep the engine going, to keep, you know, the members having a contact point. And then you have other departments that, you know, can be a little bit delayed in their return. So I think people have followed their plans, and like us, they'll take assessments post and, you know, make adjustments going forward, because the state of Florida, unfortunately, is susceptible to this every June 1st through November 1st. Yep. And PSCU, we stay on heightened alert during that time period. And, you know, we started planning for Irma probably 10 days ago.
Oh, wow.
To make sure that we were, you know, moving everything appropriate to our plan and setting up our communication plans to our employees and our members. And it's amazing to me, I mean, you're in the video side of things on the web, and you know the power of using social media, using Facebook, and using those things. I mean, we have a Facebook employee group that we could keep tabs on employees.
Oh, wow.
They could update on their personal situation.
Oh, cool.
We could also communicate through those means. We have 1-800 numbers set up so our members and our employees can get constant updates. And, you know, using the technology that's available to us today, there's a lot of opportunity to keep constant communication going.
Yeah, it really pays to have a plan in these circumstances. I mean, you gotta, if you don't, man, you're gonna be, pardon the pun, you're gonna be floundering, you know, and you're gonna be in trouble. So it really pays to have a plan, especially at this level.
Yeah, what I keep telling our team is you regularly test these plans with the hopes of never using them.
Yeah, and, good point.
You know, when you see them go live and it works for the most part the way you structured it, it was amazing to see how our team came together throughout the events. You know, we saw in Florida where it was very difficult to get water, to get, you know, some basic things you would need during a storm. So our team, we had a U-Haul bring 900 cases of water down. So every employee in our St. Pete facility got a case of water, a flashlight, and a blanket last Friday. And, you know, as small a gesture as that might be, as our employees are headed into a really uncertain weekend, given, you know, the thing was kind of moving all over the place, that really, you know, gave them some comfort that, that their company and the culture of our organization was behind them.
Well, how I mean, something so small and something so taken for granted can be so big. I mean, just, I mean, like you said, water in that circumstance is huge. So even a flashlight and a blanket, my gosh, those are huge in a circumstance like that.
Yeah, you know, I think the one thing in Florida that when you lose power this time of year and you've got 90 plus degree in humidity, you know, our building power came back on Monday late afternoon. So we were able to move off of generator and move back onto normal power. And we opened up our physical fitness facilities, which have complete showers and all that, so that, you know, employees that were without power, if they needed to come and, you know, clean up or do whatever, we open that up
right on
as just a way for them to access a little bit of air conditioning and some clean water.
So, hey, tell me about this. Speaking of kind of teamwork, tell me about this, the partnership with Co-op and CUNA and PSCU. How did that come together? And then how did it work? And, you know, what were the results of that coming together like that for this past hurricane?
Yeah, very exciting. And the Cornerstone League, Caroline Willard.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, right in the center of all that. You know, I think when Irma hit, all the industry support organizations reached out to Caroline and just said, look, you tell us what you need and we'll try and figure out a way to support our credit unions, you know, people helping people real in a situation like this. And Co-op and PSCU being owned by credit unions, governed by credit unions, you know, huge respect for them. And I think vice versa. It was a time for us to stand up together and bring the collective resources that we represent. They have a big call center. We have a big call center. And what I think Caroline was discovering in the work with CUNA as well was that so many credit unions, because of the water surge and the rain down there, their members had no place to go. They didn't know whether, you know, is the credit union still functional at this point. So us working together, we want to give, and this is not just now, we want to do this going forward.
Right.
We want to give those credit unions a place to call where the credit unions can tell us, you know, through some scripting, whether it's email or whatever, our facilities are not available at this time, but credit unions, fine, you still have access to, you know, co-op ATMs and other ATMs to get access to cash. So really a communication path for credit unions to be able to provide to their members and assure them that their financial institution is safe and sound, you know, obviously dealing with the after effects of a storm. And, you know, I think it can take off from there. We're continuing to have discussions on other areas where we may be able to take some of our collective expertise and our collective scale and try and do, you know, as much as we can to support credit unions.
Yeah, I think it's a great example of how our industry, how the collaborative effort, the cooperative effort of our industry really, I mean, really shines. And I just think that's a great example of how we come together in situations like this. So it's pretty cool to see that. All right, Chuck, I know you got a lot of stuff on your plate, obviously. To wrap up, what else can we do, you know, across the country to help out? Is there anything else that we can do, you know, besides our continued thoughts and prayers for the folks in Texas and Florida? Anything else that we can do to step up to help out?
Well, definitely keep those coming.
Oh, yeah.
There are still many, many employees, members that are either dealing with structural damage to homes or no power. So any thoughts that we can route their way, I think, will help. I would say that constantly reviewing business continuity, you know, I don't know that I would say it's a lesson learned, but you know, you test it, you go through the process all the time, and we naturally do that ramping up to June 1, which is the start of hurricane season. But when an instance like this happens, if you're not prepared and you haven't gone through the dress rehearsal many, many times, I don't know how you'd get through it.
Yeah.
And I'd really say that an area where I think we were particularly strong in this effort has been our communication out to the market, as well as our communication to employees. So I would stress that as part of that plan. And then last, 5,800 credit unions, all kinds of support organizations. It's amazing how our industry can come together in something like this.
Yeah.
The volume of reach outs that I've gotten, you know, whether it's from our own CEOs or from partners in the industry, even competitors and everyone, has just been really humbling to see how we can work together as an industry to deal with whatever we need to deal with.
Yeah, pretty awesome stuff. Pretty awesome stuff. All right, Chuck, well, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes here to give us an update on the situation down there in Florida, and glad you guys are all safe and sound and things are starting to ramp up and getting back to business and helping out the members in need there. And so we just appreciate your efforts and everybody else in the state of Florida and Texas and, gosh, across the nation, you know, just, you know, $5 or just a thought or a prayer, you know, it's just it all adds up and it all is a big, big help. So thank you very much for that. And keep up the good work too, all right?
Hey, appreciate it, Mike. Thanks for all you do.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
NAVQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAVQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAVQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.